It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Trader Joe's stores are opening just about everywhere, but if you've never stopped in one before, it can be quite overwhelming the first time you walk in. All the choices and how to pick the right and healthy ones for your family. That's why we're super excited to have registered dietitian Holly Granger here with us today. She went straight to the source and compiled a really fun list from other dietitians as well as herself of the top foods to buy at Trader Joe's. So Holly, thank you so much for being with us in our kitchen today. Let's get right to it. I know the list is divided into different categories. We may not have time to cover them all, but one that piqued my interest right away was the protein packed. So I want to hear, what are your favorites from that list?
Oh my goodness. Well, Trader Joe's has so many options that are available. And what I love about it is that, you know, it's constantly changing seasonally. And so, you know, pumpkin and pomegranate and peppermint are popping up for sure. But from the protein standpoint, they have great prices on Greek yogurt, on different cheeses. So one of the things that I'm really loving is their Greek yogurt selection. And of course, you know, Greek yogurt has two times the amount of protein as traditional yogurt. And a lot of people choose non-fat, but a lot of people these days are choosing whole-fat Greek yogurts. And so they literally, from strawberry to pumpkin to chocolate mousse to peanut butter and jelly, the selection is second to none in their Greek yogurts. And the price point is also on point. So that definitely is one of my favorites. And Greek yogurt, you know, if you get plain, you can use it as sour cream. You can stir it into dips. And then it doubles like the chocolate mousse one that they have right now. It's a seasonal one. That's a delicious dessert that also has that protein. So it gives you that staying power. I love that they have hard-cooked peeled eggs, and you can buy those. They're very inexpensive. And, you know, sometimes boiling eggs and or if you just need eggs for some of your upcoming dishes, you know, you want to chop it and put it on a salad or add it, you know, into a pasta or whatever that might be. It's so nice sometimes to just have the convenience of something like that. Nut butters are very affordable. So they have crunchy almond butter, lots of different organic nut butters, especially, you know, from the organic angle, if that's something that you are looking for compared to what you might find at a traditional grocery store, the prices are fantastic. One that they have that I really love is the peanut butter with flax and chia seeds. So it's packed with healthy fats. It has omega-3 fatty acids. It has protein. It has some fiber. And it's only $2.99. I mean, you just can't beat that or find that really anywhere else. Something cool that they have that I had never seen before is wild king salmon jerky. So it's made with Alaskan king salmon, and it is flavored, so it has some brown sugar, some garlic powder, and spices. One bag is 3 ounces, but a 1 ounce serving is it has just 80 calories and 13 grams of protein. So if you have 1 ounce of the salmon jerky, and it doesn't smell or taste fishy, it has a really delicious flavor. That's a great snack that's low in calories but high in protein, so it has that staying power that will certainly keep you full and satiated between meals. And something like that is only around $5.50. So if you think if you break that down per serving, I mean, it's less than $2 a serving for something that's going to give you 13 grams of protein. And when you compare that to maybe like a protein bar or protein shake or drink that, you know, you might be paying a couple dollars for, this certainly is a healthier option. And that wild king salmon from Alaska is just amazing. But they have 100% grass-fed beef that is certainly a really good price. They have nitrite-free chicken sausage. They have organic free-range whole chickens. So the price point on all of these foods just is so much better than what you might find at your traditional grocery store. And they're paying attention to all-natural, nitrite-free, organic, grass-fed. So if those are foods that you're looking for when you're at a traditional grocery store, then you're really going to be paying a price. So they have tons of options. They also have, you know, canned salmon. They have frozen wild salmon. It really runs the gamut. And I know I spoke a second ago about their Greek yogurt, but in the dairy aisle as well, their cheeses are phenomenally priced. And that was when I asked dietitians and polled some of my friends, because I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and we just got a Trader Joe's about 2 months ago, so of course the whole city is so excited. So when I told some of my friends about what their top picks were, unanimously came in that cheese was certainly one of their top picks. And I was in the store the other day, and they have a fig-coated goat cheese, which would be delicious for an appetizer. And just, you know, they have cranberry-coated recently. So there's lots of things that are seasonal, but that also, you know, can be served as appetizers when entertaining, as well as just for a snack or something that you might want for a weeknight meal.
Yeah, no, I love the list, and I love these tips because being I consider myself a smart grocery shopper. I love comparing labels, and so what threw me off at Trader Joe's is the fact that I couldn't because, you know, the products, there isn't that much to compare it to. So I loved knowing ahead of time what was I going for, because some items I might want to still pick up at the conventional grocery store or at a different natural foods grocery store. So knowing what to go for at Trader Joe's was really fun and really helpful. I loved your... I thought that one was really helpful. I struggle sometimes with, you know, trying to compare prices between my rice and my beans and the oats and things like that. So tell us about some of the favorite items that popped onto that list.
So from the standpoint, you went out for just a second. Did you say the grains or did you say the nuts? I'm sorry. You went out for 1 second when you were talking about that.
Oh, sorry about that. I guess my microphone needed a little break, but I was talking whole grains. So when we're, you know, your rices and your oats and your whole grains, which ones do you think are good buys at Trader Joe's?
Oh, gosh, so many good options. So they really have a lot of the ancient grains that a lot of people are looking for at affordable prices. And what I also love is that many of their whole grains are ready prepared. So they have a frozen superfood quinoa pilaf that you literally just heat up and it's ready to eat. And so, you know, something like quinoa can take a little bit of time to cook. Something like this that they have that's already frozen and ready and still has a very healthy, clean ingredient list. There's not those extra fillers. You might think, oh, it's already made. You know, that makes me nervous. There, if you pay attention, it has so many healthy foods and healthy choices in there. But that quinoa pilaf is another one. If quinoa, you know, quinoa is so popular right now. They have a tri-color quinoa. They have quinoa pasta. But then you can also find so many of the other ancient grains as well. From the price standpoint, their organic brown basmati rice is delicious. And that's certainly one that I don't see a lot of times at your traditional grocery store. You know, you might see a white basmati rice. I really love the brown basmati rice as an option. They also, one of my favorite snack foods is an organic olive oil popcorn. It's so yummy. And, you know, people forget often that popcorn is a whole grain. So that's one that tastes delicious. And again, it doesn't have all the butter and things that might not be as good for you, but it has that heart healthy olive oil.
I love that. Yeah, that basmati rice was such a find. Now I have to, every time I go, I clear the shelf and stock up because my Trader Joe's is not too close to home. So I only go every once in a while and I stock up because risotto is a favorite of mine, but it always was one of those treats, you know, every once in a while kind of dish because it was plain old white rice. But now that I could do that one, it became more into my routine. So I absolutely love that find. That was one of my favorite finds. But we only have about a minute left, so maybe share with us a couple more of your best finds from Trader Joe's.
Absolutely. Well, unanimously, when I asked different dietitians what they liked and just kind of for the general consensus of price and health, their dried fruit, their nuts, the unsweetened dried fruits, their salad mixes, the wine, and certainly their produce just couldn't be beat. They have in the produce section steamed lentils that are ready to eat in 1 minute, which are just amazing. They have pre-cooked beets. Then they have a lot of other foods that are like a pre-made salad kit with kale or spinach and other healthy ingredients. I really like some of their broccoli and kale slaw.
Holly, that
cauliflower is great. So many options.
That's phenomenal. What a great summary for us. Thank you so much for being with us. Follow Holly in her blog and for her recipes too at www.hollygranger.com. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.